This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Paul Esposito here with you. Happy Wednesday. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to wrap up something we started on Monday. Here it is Wednesday. Now, prior to getting started today, I invite you out to Island Community Church tonight. 6 o'clock, we're in the Gospel of Luke. Each week is exciting because the Word of God is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword, and it's exciting. You never know where we're going to end up. I know we're starting in Luke chapter 10, verse 1. We'll see what happens in that hour. You're invited. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. We meet for 1 hour in the middle of the week. Sunday morning, my sermon is entitled, though I haven't started working on it yet, I know what it's going to be called, God and Israel. It's a look at what in the world happened to Israel and how do they fit on God's time clock. Is God done with the nation? Is God, as Adrian Rogers would say, is God through with the Jew? What's God's plan for the nation and people of Israel? That's my sermon this Sunday morning. Here today, we're wrapping up a sermon from Romans chapter 3, which was entitled Righteousness Revealed, right? But now the righteousness of God apart from the law has been revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. If you'd like a copy of this, you can send me an email, paul@wmiefm.com. I'll send you the link. I'll mail you the disc, whatever you'd like. Okay, here's the last part of this message now, the righteousness revealed.
There's only one way to have God do that to you, by faith in His Son, Jesus Christ. That's it. There's one way to ensure all of that, and that is by believing and receiving the man in the glory, Jesus Christ. Even the righteousness of God, I'm going back to verse 22, even the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ, unto all and upon all them that believe. For there's no distinction or no difference, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Okay, again, let me explain. After thousands of years and thousands and thousands of years of sacrificing bulls and goats on the altar, finally, after all these years, how to get right with God's been revealed. Because sacrificing animals was a temporary thing. And again, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, that's Moses and the prophets, saw it in a distance. Like Paul wrote, you see it in the glass darkly. And this righteousness of God comes about by faith, faith in Jesus Christ given to you as a gift. That's what sets you apart from the Muslim in England this week who killed all his people, is you've got the faith of Jesus Christ given to you as a gift, and he didn't have it. And that should drive you to your knees grateful. That's what sets you apart. The very faith of the Son of God deposited in you. Makes you want to shout, doesn't it? Amen is right. You got to come here more often. I think you should move up around here. I'm actually getting you excited. I can't help it. I'm excited. I used to be a bad man for many years, and I'm excited now. I'm not a bad man anymore. He even saved a wretch like me. Right, Bill? And if he can save me, he can save anybody. No matter who you are. He even saved me. That slays me. All I can do is give him the rest of my life. What else can I do? That single act of grace ought to make you to shout. Once again, this time from my New King James to help everyone understand the text. Verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Redemption means to buy out of the slave market. It means he walks down a line and sees all of you lined up as slaves and says, I'll take you, 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 you. I'll take the whole lot of you. And he paid for you by his blood. That's what it means to be redeemed. It means to be set free from being a slave. Remember how it was to be a slave of sin? Maybe you're a slave of sin today. If you are, you can change daddies today before you walk out this door here in a couple minutes. Leave it right here today. You can change, Father. You don't have to be subject to the same old daddy. God wants to adopt you and bring you into his family. The work's already been done. Jesus already died for you. All you got to do is receive that. And repent and leave your sins here behind and do an about face and go any other way. Leave that junk here and God will obliterate it and take it away. You can change fathers today. Okay, I'm ready for church. Happy Memorial Day. All right, verse 25. Whom God set forth as a propitiation. Look at that big word, propitiation. You'll never guess in a million years what that word means. The word is the Greek word for mercy seat. The Old Testament translated in Greek, the word is helasmos, mercy seat. The mercy seat covered the ark. Am I right, brother? Propitiation means mercy seat. Paul called Jesus a mercy seat. That's awesome. He called them the mercy seat. Sort of helps to know that language a little bit, but I see it and I share it with you. The Apostle Paul called Jesus Christ a mercy seat all by himself, whom God set forth as a mercy seat by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. I love that. Demonstrate. I'm going to show you how it is. Demonstrate his righteousness. Because in his forbearance, God had passed over the sins that were previously committed. To demonstrate at the present time his righteousness. That he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. All right, so to sum up my main points here, chapter 3. Six things. Number one, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Number two, you're justified freely. That is, it cost you nothing, but it cost him everything. Everything. Cost him everything. Redemption from sin comes through Jesus Christ and his blood. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the remission for sins. Number four, it's the blood of Christ that redeems us. Number five, God is just. That is, God must punish sin and hold us, or somebody, accountable for sin. Think about it. God so loved the world that he gave. That's how much God, this is what I was saying to Bill on the radio the other day. Man, let's slow down over this verse. God so loved the world that he gave. What's that mean? He hates sin so much that he would let his son die. Man, that shows you what God thinks about sin. that he hates it so much, he would let the most precious thing to him and the most precious person to him die on the cross. We read that verse too fast sometimes. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. No. God so loved you that he gave. Gave. Son. Think about that. Number six, God's the justifier. Fascinating. Same Greek word used as a verb and an adjective. God is just. That's an adjective. It's an attribute. It's the character trait of God, right? God is just. And he's the justifier. That is an action verb. Justifier. Goes around slamming down his gavel. Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty. He's just. That is, he's got to punish sin, but he's the justifier. It's an action verb. He does it by proclaiming over you. Not guilty. Not guilty. Come. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. God's just. He's got to punish sin. And he's justifier. He's the action verb. He's the one that does it too and does the work. Justifies you. Obliterates your sin. Gets you excited, doesn't it? So, since God is the one responsible for all this, verse 27. Should I shout it? I'll whisper it. Where then is boasting? After all that, you're going to boast? All right, come on up. Come on up and tell us how you entered the kingdom of heaven on your own. After all that God's done and all that we've just seen, he says, who's going to boast now in their salvation? Who? Who here has got their names written in the book of life on their own? Allow me to leave first, then raise your hand. Allow me to up the wind insurance first, then raise your hand. Who can lay claim to that? It is excluded, he goes on. By what law? Of works? No. By the law of faith. It's like the law of gravity. You don't see it, but it's there nevertheless. It's the law of faith. The law of faith. It's what adds your name in the book of life. It's what obliterates your sins. It's what makes you born again. It's what guarantees when you die and leave this world, you're going to make it up into heaven. So, verse 28, he's going to sum it all up with this attorney mind of his. And this is what he's discovered is this. Verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. Lord, we thank you for your word.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.